think today's Feast Day of the Holy Family is an important feast day, especially in our day and age where so many families have broken apart and the majority of children are now born in non-traditional family arrangements. You know, certainly we have a very high level of divorce, a lot of children born out of wedlock. And so I think today's feast day is very important for us to look to the Holy Family, to learn from them, and to see what we can do to strengthen our own families. In our gospel, we can see a contrast between two different families, the family of King Herod and the family of St. Joseph. You know, King Herod had everything that this world has to offer. He was incredibly wealthy. He had fine clothing, fine foods, you know, anything you can imagine he had. He was influential and powerful. He reigned as king over Israel under the authority of Caesar, the Roman emperor who gave him that authority so he could reign as king. And he built magnificent palaces and had these amazing building projects, and his fame spread far and wide. St. Joseph had almost nothing that this world has to offer. He was a relatively unknown laborer. He was poor. The Holy Family lived in a cave in Nazareth. They would block up the openings to the caves with brick and mortar and actually live in there. And so they would have had dirt floors and none of the modern luxuries that we enjoy today. And Joseph would have, and the Christ child, when he was old enough, they would have gone out at sun up and worked all day long until sundown for the usual daily wage as a day laborer. And they would have worked hard 6 days a week and had the Sabbath day dedicated to the Lord. And so they lived a very simple existence. But between these two families, our Lord chose the family of Jesus and Joseph, not the family of King Herod. And within the family of King Herod, even though he had everything this world had to offer, it was a terrible existence. You know, he was so protective of his power and his wealth, and he was paranoid about conspiracies against his power that he, you know, as we hear in the gospel, he had all the children slaughtered because he was worried about his throne. He even killed three of his own children and one of his wives because he thought they were conspiring against him. And so there was just a terrible existence within his family, whereas we see something very different within the Holy Family. And so I want to reflect a little bit about the Holy Family and some of the attributes of the Holy Family, you know, especially as we work to mold and to strengthen our own families. The first thing about the Holy Family is they placed prayer at the center of their family. You know, they taught our Lord as he was growing up. They taught him the Psalms. They would have prayed before meals. And even with the meager rations that they had to eat, they were truly grateful and thanked God for the food that they had to eat. You know, sometimes it seems like when we have less, we're more thankful for what we do have. And so they didn't take those things for granted. Their time that they had together as a family, because they cared about each other deeply, they valued that and they treasured that. And they thanked God for the time that they had together as a family. And so they didn't have a lot of the material possessions that a family like King Herod had, but they had a wealth and a richness that was far greater. And so because they were grateful for what they had, in authentic gratitude, you know, they offered that up in prayer to God. And it trained them in the virtue of gratitude. And so even though that they had less than any of us here in this church today have, they would have been very grateful and very happy for the blessings that they had. And so that's one thing that we can reflect upon is within our households, are we detached from wealth? And are we truly grateful for where we can find true wealth and true happiness? Are we grateful for the blessings that God has given to us? And is that reflective in true and authentic heartfelt prayer? The second thing about the Holy Family is that Joseph and Mary said yes to the gift of life and to God's will for them, even when it was different than what they would have expected. They welcomed the Christ child, and not only him, but they became the spiritual parents of the entire church, of millions and millions of people. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary is our spiritual mother, and St. Joseph is the spiritual father of the church. And so they said yes to the gift of life? And so that's a question we can ask ourselves, because too many families today are opposed to the gift of life. They don't want any children, or they want to limit the gift of children because they're worried about finances, or they don't want to make the sacrifices that go with raising a large family. And so they restrict the gift of life. But the reality is that the wealth of a family is not in the possessions they have. It's not in the size of their home. It's not in their bank accounts, but it's in the richness of family life. And every child that's brought into the world is absolutely irreplaceable and of immeasurable value. And so it's important for our families to embrace God's will, and especially when it comes to the openness to life, because that's a major part of the generosity and the charity that's necessary in order to have a happy and a flourishing family life. And the third thing I would put forward for our reflection today as we look at the Holy Family is how they created an environment of charity. If we think about what the Blessed Virgin Mary did each day, you know, they would have been very menial tasks. She would have gone out and fetched water from the well each day and brought it back to the house. She would have cooked and made bread for the family. She would have gone out and bought the food that they needed. She would have mended their clothing. A lot of simple tasks. But she did those with great love. She did those as an act of love towards her husband and towards the Christ child. And St. Joseph, that he mentored the Christ child and he watched over him carefully as he grew. And the Christ child in return respected and obeyed St. Joseph. And so there was an environment of mutual respect that was there. And St. Joseph took the time and dedicated it to his family. And he didn't just give the Christ child an iPad and say, hey, go fend for yourself for a few hours. He invested time. And the simplicity of their family worked to their advantage. They didn't have a lot of the distractions and things that tend to pull us away from each other. And so they fostered an environment of mutual self-sacrifice. And because they were obedient to God and to proper authority, it led to a well-ordered life within their family. And so that's the third thing we can reflect within our families, is whether we're children, whether we're the parents, husband or wife, are we mutually respectful towards each other? Do we respect legitimate authority? And do we value the time that we have with each other? Recognizing that every person is sacred and the time that we have to spend with them is valuable. And so on this feast day of the Holy Family, I encourage each one of us to reflect upon our own family life. And this is perhaps a good opportunity for us to have a family discussion, for husbands and wives to talk with each other and to talk with your families, and to ask the question, what are we doing well within our family? And what could we be doing better? And as we look at the example of the Holy Family, what could we be doing differently to enrich our family? And to reflect on these things, are our families centered on prayer and authentic gratitude? Are they open to God's will and open and generous towards life? And do we create and foster an environment of charity within our families?